CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform Through Zulu. But before we start the Uniform Through Zulu group, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, the Echolink stations, and any brand new amateur radio operators that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring it with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being there tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring it with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being there, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. W4DF, that's Don in Boiling Springs. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. Good to have you tonight, Tony. Tell Miss Kim we said hello. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KI4LJG, that is Bob in River Falls. KO4RMM, that is Kurt in Greenville. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher. And KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. We do appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That is exactly what it is there for. We do have two Echolink stations. We're going to recognize Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Whiskey Hotel 6. Alpha, November Hotel, Carl in Denver, Colorado, short time and no traffic.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Jim, I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana right now, normally in Berea, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize WH6ANH. That's Carl in Denver, Colorado. Carl, you get the long distance award for this evening. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KO4YHY, that's Jim, who is in Jefferson, Indiana, normally in Berea, but he's in Indiana this evening. Hope it's weather's nice for you up there in Indiana this weekend, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope all's going well with you and have safe travels on your way back. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure about what the protocol is or how to check in, but you would like to check in anyway? Just throw your call sign out there, key up, give me your call sign and unkey, and I'll take care of the rest. Okay, we may have some. I remember when I became a ham, it took me about 6 months to get the curves to squeeze that mic button. I don't know why it is. It's just sometimes it's hard to do. Let's see. Tonight is Friday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Uniform Through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. I would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. 4 Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening, Dave. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
JW, Euler Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, K3WPP, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA5WLL, that is Leroy and Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Leroy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with tonight, Howard. You sounded good. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter in their suffix. It begins with an A through a D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW. Thanks for doing the net again tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you.
Oh. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73 to all.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Rick, tell Miss Lorena, Miss Michelle, we said hello, and we do appreciate you guys checking in this evening. KB2BYQ, that's Dave, sounding good as usual, from Easley, South Carolina, this evening. Dave, appreciate you being there. And N4AHO, that's Doug, sounding good from Walhalla, all the way from Walhalla, sounding good. Doug, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We do have an EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Hueytown, Alabama. No traffic, no roundtable, 7-3 on the net, and thanks for picking up the net for me last night.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Thursday night net control operator. That is WG4MC. That's Matt in Alabama. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Hope all is going well there. I know that's not a fun trip, but hope all is going as well as can be expected. And we fill in for each other anytime. Don't worry about it. No problems there. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, that's going to move us up to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net again, Dave.
DJW. Save, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you again tonight, Dave, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That is KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounded good as usual, Patrick. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. I hope you had a good start to your weekend. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, you sound as good as usual. Hope your weekend goes well and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. All right, that's going to move the pointer to the India Through Lima group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW, in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN, this is Ken in Greenville, and I hope you're doing well tonight, Dave. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. If please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. Thanks for holding the net.
4DJW. Thanks for calling the net for us again tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for some ragtube, and I hope everyone has, well, a great night. 7-3.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. This is James, sounding good as usual from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. I do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. KE6KEN, that's Ken. He is in Greenville. Ken, you're sounding wonderful into the repeater this evening from Greenville, and Greenville's in the shadow of Paris Mountain, so you're doing a great job. Appreciate you being there. KO4JKV, that's Duncan, our Monday night net control operator from Asheville, North Carolina. Duncan, you sound good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I got you down for comments. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Do you have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that'll move the pointer up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check in and out. Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango. KX4MT, Mike and Pickens. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73 to everyone.
To the third, I'll sit and do a night. And I'll be necessary and
necessary.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4MT. That's Mike and Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Emmon. Appreciate you being there, Walt. You sounding good. And KO4PXV, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. You're making it in tonight, Lloyd. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We've got an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no rag queue.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen and Greenwood. Stephen, you have your echo link dialed in. Perfect. Sounds like you're sitting in a chair next to me. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for a Friday night, which is the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. For DJW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. He's checking in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DJ Devin. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Blue and Captain. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA2TXJ. That's Jim and Taylor's buddies. Currently presently mobile in Greenville. Sounded good on the mobile there, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, and be safe while you're out there mobiling around. N0TR, that's a neighbor of mine, Tom, over here in Greer, South Carolina. Tom tells Miss Bernice we said hello, and we hope you guys are having a fantastic start to your weekend. KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Cowpens. Bill, you sounded good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope your weekend goes well. I was looking for Chris there in that group, but I didn't hear him. One more time, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, it sounds like we got first shift on the first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHU. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry in Greer. Larry, you got a brand new clean shiny stump called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All of you out there. This is KK4JBQ. Well, Dave, I didn't have such a day as you might think. I'd want to talk about a lot of stuff. Nothing particular is on my mind. So why not tonight you start us off? Tell us about your day. KK4JPQ.
Well, Larry, I had a busy day. So there's no market. So I get up at 9:30, I'm waiting for the market open, and I pull up all my tools, and it says, the market won't be open today. How did I miss that? Anyway, I was disappointed, so I took the dog out, and we got some breakfast, and no market, and thinking about what I can do. And I have this thing in the garage that's been sitting there for about 3 years, waiting for me to get back around to it. It's a shredder or a chipper. It's a leaf and stick and limb and small tree chipper. So I decided to move the car out of the garage and get that thing out and take the carburetor apart and clean it really good and put the carburetor back together and get some ether and get that thing started and running. And I was out there chipping limbs and leaves and small trees. And I had the hedge trimmers and I had the little eco tiny pole saw. It's a little chainsaw. It's about 6 inches exposed chain length, and it cuts down little small trees and limbs at a really high location. So I did that all day today. Came in, got the dog, took her outside, and sat on the back of the tailgate with the dog while I was recuperating from wearing. I overdid it a couple of times. Got water, went in and out, and kept doing that. And I got half of the backyard on the outside of the lawn up to the property line, all chipped up, and it turns leaves and sticks and limbs and all that stuff into dirt. It shreds it pretty good. But, man, it'll work. You're bending over and picking up a bunch of those things in a snow shovel and dumping them down in a chute that's a little higher than chest level, and you're doing that over and over. And then you rake them up into a pile, and then you do that over and over until the pile's gone. And I did that all day long. And about an hour before the net, I went in and got me a shower, ate me a bologna sandwich, sat down and tried to get my heart rate to come back down, and then started the net. So that's my day, dusk till dawn, Larry. It was a busy day.
Well, you have had a busy day. W4DJW, KK4JBQ. Yeah, some days in retirement are just like that. Especially when you include something that you have left for later. And that chipper was probably just one of those items. Congratulations on the success. I take it since you've gotten some work out of it, it was repairable. And just a job that you had to finish up. I never held one of those small chainsaws. They look really dangerous. You know, a big old heavy, a foot and a half long. Do you call it a blade? On a standard chainsaw, that looks dangerous. And it commands respect. I've only held a chainsaw a few times, but the last time was some years back, and my father-in-law was... Now, I knew nothing about chainsaw etiquette, about safety considerations. He had a limb growing out over the driveway. And he feared that perhaps that limb, which was not looking too, you know, too sprightly, would decay to the point where it might fall and either block the driveway or fall on the car, you know, worst case, I guess. So he shinnied up that tree with the chainsaw and found that it was a little much to handle for him. He said, Larry, would you like to take a look at it? Okay. Now, that didn't feel too good at all. I was overreaching, you know, which is getting the center of gravity you and the chainsaw pair, you know, getting the center of gravity way too far forward of you. It just felt dangerous. And I said, you know, Dad, I think I'm going to pass on this one. Could we maybe just notch it and then throw a rope over it and pull it down, you know? Crack it, it might just crack, make a mess of the whole thing, but, you know, truly, let's consider this from a different attack point, you know. Well, he didn't take too kindly to that, so he took the chainsaw from him without saying a word, and he climbed up that tree, and he got that thing started up, and I guess maybe it was the aggravation, and I felt bad about this ever since. The aggravation that was caused by this failure of mine to just dispatch that thing, he nearly fell from the tree. Just caught himself, dropped the saw. So chainsaws are one of those items that I think anybody who's had one in their hands knows that it reeks of the need for respect, you know? So, and there's some people that take those little things, especially the I don't know if you've ever seen someone attempt to do that or the finished work that they've done. It's just downright amazing. They finish up, of course, with smoothing tools and detail work and things like that to make it look so good. But I've seen bears and eagles and, faces and such as that carved into, say, a log that's, a foot anyway is probably where it should start to make a decent carving using one of those little chainsaws. Anyhow, that's just fascinating to me. So I was interested about this waking up and instantly looking for a market. I've never done anything like that, you know. I think that requires not only a skill set, but a drive that I don't have, you know. And, sad as that might be, I never thought that was a safe place for me to be. You know, the ignorance should probably not go some places, don't you think? KK4JBQ.
Well, that first of all, that thing that the chain rides on is called a bar on the chainsaw. It's called a bar. And, yeah, they are pretty dangerous. But and the problem with them is you get too comfortable with them. And then things go sideways when you get too comfortable with them. Let me grab these two Echo Link stations, and I'll be right back. Echo, they jumped in. They might be in a hurry to go somewhere, so we'll let them get through, and then we'll be right back to you, Larry, in just a second. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hey, Dave, in the net. Please check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Check us in and out tonight. And I want to bring my brothers along by a telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, Randall, and Asheville, and Kilo Golf 4. I forgot Charlie's call. KF4GGF. Yeah, KF4GGF is Charlie's call. He's in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening, Dave. Talk to you later, KC4SKD.
KW. Hey, Miss Amy in the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
W.
Jaden and Dave, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Oscar Yankee KG4UOY Chris in Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, and I might be around for comment, so I'll try to listen out for you.
KW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KW. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, David.
For DJW, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, Robert, and Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW, if you'll take an RF check-in. 4, Sierra, Mike Hotel. November 4, SMH, Josh, somewhere mobile around Roebuck, headed back to the home QTH. Good evening to you, Dave, and I hear Larry on there and everybody else on the net.
Okay, second shift got here early. That's a wonderful group of check-ins. Net Control would like to recognize our every other Friday night Net Control operator. That's KC4SKD, that's Larry in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda in Easley. And N9TEC, that's Randall in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Charlie in Goose Creek. We appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie and Rhonda with you to the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net this evening, Larry, and hope you guys have a wonderful start to your weekend. Do appreciate you checking in. KI4DOS, that's Gary, bringing with him. He's our Wednesday night net control operator in all things SwapNet. He's bringing with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there in Easley. And Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I have you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. KG4UOY, that's Chris over Echo Link down in Beaufort, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight from Beaufort. Beautiful Beaufort, South Carolina. I know you're enjoying it down there. I got you down for comments as well, Chris. We'll be back to you in a little bit. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you being there, Shane. You sounded good. KQ4OAS, that's Robert. And Robert is in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And N4SMH, Josh, and he is mobile, coming home from Roebuck. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. Yes, we are taking RF or Echo Link or whatever anybody else wants to use to check into the net this evening. Appreciate you being there and have a safe trip the rest of the way in, Josh. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
And there's the Chris I was asking about expecting to come on when, in the Quebec Three Tango group. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Sounding good as usual. We were missing you in the Quebec Three Tango group, Chris. Appreciate you making it here. Better late than never. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Let's see, Larry. Getting back to Larry, the market, getting up to the market. Yeah, I used to get up about 6 o'clock and fix coffee, and I check the futures. Futures comes before the market, and the futures are the market going up and down before the market actually opens. I didn't know anything about them either. I worked at a bank. I was kind of ashamed. I didn't know anything about them. I started working at the bank in 2001, I think, and it was 2014 or 13. I think in 2013, I opened an account to start playing with the market, and that's all I was doing was playing with it. So I put a few bucks in, and I'd lose it, and I put a few more bucks in, and I'd lose it, and that's how I learned. I figured, Larry, that was my paying for my education, but it's never more than I could afford to lose. You know, I mean, when I say a few bucks, I'm talking about 50 bucks, 75 bucks. I remember the first stock my wife and I ever bought was Krispy Kreme, and we bought some Krispy Kreme, and Larry, I think we had invested $1,000 in it, and that was huge for us back in that day. $1,000 was a lot of money back in the early days when we got married. That was before I got that account, and we had somebody else doing it. And we watched that stock every single day. It's a wonder we didn't get ulcers. Finally, we sold it for a loss and got out of it. And then later on, I opened the account in 2013 or 14 or something like that and just started playing with it. And the more, it's like anything else, the more you play with it, the better you get. And eventually, well, it ended up I could make more retired than I could make working. I should have been retired a long time ago, because it's a whole lot. Well, it's a little bit nervous kind of work, but you get over the nervousness after you've done it for a while. That kind of goes away. But it's a fun thing to do, and you can also make money at it. It's kind of like writing software. It's something fun. People pay you to do it, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW that I really had never heard before. And it kind of makes sense. I took it this way. It's sort of like learning to play a new video game. You know, you're going to lose your shirt in both, I suppose. If you're inexperienced and you're not sure of the tools you have to use with the video game, of course, it's that controller thing that you're working with. You're not comfortable with manipulating the reality that's in front of you in both cases. Now, I'm not a video game player. Don't anybody take my example as something I'm good at. No, I dropped a few quarters back in the 80s in an arcade, and I was encouraged to do this by a friend of mine. And as I say, I dropped a few quarters, and which amounted to a few dollars before we actually left that place. And I was all jacked up. I mean, to tell you, I did not regain my composure, which I cherish. I did not regain my composure for several hours. I was, that thing strung me out and played me like a fiddle. So I decided, I don't like feeling like that. I don't like feeling that way. So, if I hear you correctly, you learn to use your tools, and you learn to, you know, take your lumps when you got them, but thought of it as paying to get good, the education part, you know. And then was the epiphany, if you will. You started making a little bit. A substantial little bit, perhaps, because you had gotten good at what you were doing and understood it a whole lot better than anybody like myself would be able to understand if you were trying to. Sometimes when you use tools, most people listening can understand it this way. Most of the time when you use tools, you can't just pick it up and let someone tell you how to use it. You've got to handle that thing. You've got to get its center of gravity incorporated into your own. Now you have a new center of gravity, and you can work with it and do good work. So, thank you for that. That helps me settle some old questions in my mind about people who play the market. If you can do it and have fun with it, it's sort of like chopping wood. You get warm twice, you know. So if you enjoy playing the market, as you say, and you're good at it, you're rewarded twice. Am I right?
You know, I never thought of it that way. Your center of gravity example is most excellent example, because it is a lot like that. If you get the center of gravity too far back, you're going to stall at a turn and you're going to crash. If you get the center of gravity too far forward, it's nose heavy and it wallers in the sky like a wheelbarrow. It just won't do anything. But you get the center of gravity just right and you can turn it on a dime. You can do Immelmanns and figure eights and knife edge flight. You can do whatever you want to. You get the center of gravity. That's the exact same way. That's a really good analogy. You can do whatever you want. But, you know, I've been doing it now since 2014, so this is 24, so that's 10 years. And I still, well, the two things. One is the platform that I started out on, they retired. And I said, hey, I don't like that at all. I know this platform. I spent 5 years on it. I want this platform back. But no, they retired it. They're going away from it. So they came out with a new one. And I'm actually better now on the new one than I was on the old one. So, yeah, they did have a good, I resisted, but resistance was futile. And I'm a whole lot better on the new one now than it was on the old one. And it works just as fast. You know, when you're doing the market, speed is kind of important unless you're doing investing. They don't call that trading. They call that investing. And if you're doing investments, then speed isn't that big of a deal. If you're doing day trading or just regular trading, which you might trade over weeks or something like that, then timing kind of is important. But that's a super good analogy, Larry. I like that. I'll use that again in the future. It's you get your center of gravity where it needs to be, and you can do whatever you want to do.
It's better when you explain it than when I did. Oh, dear. No, that's just coming from some of the working with real tools in the real world. It's just a tiny bit different with virtual tools, but the thing that makes it work is your attitude. If you realize that there are some things that are parallel, they're not when you maybe look at them, because one thing can be touched, handled, manipulated. The other thing is almost virtual. But we human beings have an innate sense of a center. And I took some classes in my youth in jiu-jitsu, karate, and I learned a great deal that I carry with me every day. Donna doesn't like to hear me talk about martial arts. She's rather a pacifist and a, you know, let the world be kind of person. Well, I am too, until I'm backed against a wall. And that's what you prepare for in martial arts, being backed against a wall. You didn't start this commotion, but here you are in the middle of it with people all around you. So it's only that, and you never feel threatened. You just back till you have nowhere else to go. And then you explode with all heaven and hell. And caution to the wind. So that has kept me out of confrontation more than the other way, you know. It's a matter of attitude. The strength of a character is more the attitude you maintain, not that you have going in, but the attitude you maintain. That's a little one of life's little secrets. KK4 JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I was over at Bobby's house. Bobby's a new amateur radio operator. He joined our club, and he logs into the meetings, the Zoom meetings, every now and then. But he stays out of town a lot. He's anywhere from Greenwood down to Panama. He's all over the world. He moves around a lot. But I went over to his house to evaluate hanging some antennas one time, and he took me down to he's a martial arts instructor. And really advanced martial arts instructor. So I've never had martial arts at all. I don't know anything about them or anything like that. I've just got a weapon that I use for defense and brute force. That's the other thing. Nothing elegant about my solution for self-defense. It's blow a hole through the wall, and if they're on the other side of the wall, they're gone. But Bobby was showing me how center of gravity is important with martial arts. And the thing he said before and above all and before anything else is you get the safety first, right? You get yourself in a safe place, and you don't get to where you have to use your martial arts. And you should always be able to get to a place of safety. When you should sense that it's getting to a dangerous point, and you should back away from that and get out of that situation before you get into that situation. But he said, inevitably, at some point, right, you're not going to be able to do that. And then's when the martial arts, that's like you flip on the switch, right? And then it's like you were saying, it's no longer a pacifist, right? And then it's Katie bar the door. And he showed me really quick, and it was fast, and it all happened before a blink of an eye, and he's pretty good at it. So I can appreciate, I've never done what you're talking about doing, but I can appreciate it, Larry. KK4JVQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
value in many things that many people have no concept of. If our future has any promise, you might say, we should make, especially if we got some time, some extra time. Some folks are so pressed and, you know, everything's scheduled and they've got little reminders going off all the time. I know. retirement is a little more dense in terms of having to set reminders and alarms and such than a working life. I mean, I could get up same time every day. I could be there at work same time every day. They let me go same time every day. It became a rhythm that I became comfortable with. Now, retirement's a whole different thing. You're working for yourself, with yourself, for yourself, you know. And a lot more organizations, sort of like the biggest part of getting a product over the road and to its destination where it can be shopped by consumers, you might say, is logistics. I never heard about, you know, I never thought of it this way before, that transportation of goods to the marketplace is all logistics. But there's some real value in that. The world is just full of stuff that, well, for me, I'll just say, for me, it's full of stuff that I never considered to be so intricate, complex, that have rhythm that you can learn and get in tune with, you know. I find that fascinating. Just one more thing about martial arts. I was really taken with the first production of the life and the cases of Sherlock Holmes. And a recent movie, probably within the last 10 years, I'm not going to remember the name or who the major characters were, you know, their actors' names or anything, but it showed sort of the mind of Sherlock. And it's a little bit, it reminded me of martial arts. The way they shot it was in stop action. So you would hear, it was like everything stopped, and Sherlock thought, I guess your gut reaction to this is that man thinks fast. But you heard it at a tempo that you could understand what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? He realized that he was in danger. He realized that the fellow that hadn't touched him yet next to him had a certain sweat on his brow, a certain stance that he was prepared to attack, you know. And so Sherlock was wise enough to pre-position himself to receive the attack and to deflect. And that's the other half of martial arts, deflecting the energy from an opponent. Well, so they did this, and it didn't take more than 2 minutes, I'd say, to tell a great deal of the story and give you a real impression of what was going on in the mind of Sherlock Holmes when he was defending himself. It was just as methodical, just as intricate in detail as his investigations of a murder, you know. So that little trick, that little videographic trick that they used, they used again later several times when everything was stopped and you'd hear what Sherlock was thinking, you know. And what a way to shoot a movie. It got inside the mind of the central character. There's probably other examples of that, but I don't see a lot of movies. That one and other Sherlock movies I find to be worthwhile because the man was written to be a genius, okay? I'm not sure he was a real character, but he was written to be a genius. Genius is fascinating in so many ways. It's why people study history. There's some genius in, well, anyone who's the center of major events in history. There's some genius there. And we can all learn from that, I hope. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that reminded me, when you were saying that, reminded me of one of the things Bobby was telling me, is that you have to pay attention to his center of gravity and your center of gravity, or her center of gravity and your center of gravity. And you have to, like you said, set yourself up for the deflecting part of it, for either letting them continue to go on the kinetic route that they established, right into a pole that's behind you or something like that. So he was explaining to me how that worked, and he also gave me a demo of it, which he took great care to make sure I didn't get hurt. And I didn't get hurt, but I enjoyed learning about it. I enjoy learning regardless of what it is, even if it's something I've never done before or something that I'm just not that interested in. But the genius of people that have made land, like you think about, I was thinking about this today while I was out there shredding leaves, and I was thinking about Einstein. And one of the things I read about him is he got to a period in his life where he would work, he'd do his job, and then he would go take a nap. And whenever he got tired, he'd go take a nap. But he wouldn't sleep long, and he'd wake up and he'd go back to work. And then he'd get tired of the working, and he didn't fight the urge of whether his body, he listened to his body, and he did what his body told him to do, right? But he stayed focused. As soon as I guess his mind went back to work when he was not conscious. And I've done that before. You've done that. I think everybody does that. I'd have, when I was working at Michelin, and I had really complex geometry I had to work out, and I had just been fumbling with it and fumbling with it and fumbling with it and couldn't get it. I'd wake up in the middle of the night one night, and I'd go to my computer, and I'd code it. I'd write the code for it right then. And then I'd go back and get in the bed. And the next day when I came in, it would work like a charm. So I think that's what made Einstein so good, is he knew how his body worked, and he maximized his potential by letting it do what it told him it needed to do, because there wasn't anybody telling him when to get up or when to go to bed or what to do. He just did what he wanted to do. And most of his was just mathematics and studying and pondering about physics and a few experiments. So you're absolutely right, Larry. Well, I got two other rag chewers I'm holding up here. So what else? We might have to move a little faster than normal, Larry. KK4JVQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, that's all good. That's all good. I like to hear that. Just one other thing that I'd like to mention, just to comment on what you said earlier. I love bologna sandwiches too. My mama used to fry bologna. Anything that came off of my mama's stove, I ate. I ate it because, well, I was a child growing up and I was hungry. But fried bologna sandwiches has a flavor that bologna by itself don't have. It's a total transformation of this thing. Anyhow, and there are varieties of bologna. If what you remember was not agreeable to you, try some, you know, deli bologna. And if you like it, then try frying it. That'd be great. David, it's always fun to talk with you. And I hope to do it again real soon. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Larry, we prefer fried bologna too, but plain old uncooked bologna is faster. When you push things a little bit too far to the limit, you have to cut corners, and that's why ours wasn't fried tonight. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion, Larry. And look forward to doing it again next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control would like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene sounding good out of Taylors, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope your wonderful, your weekend is off to a wonderful start. We do have another Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DHW.
W4DHW. U4 checking in, negative and negative.
Okay, my my software got a little hung up there, so I have to resort to another microphone. My microphone got to where I push it, and it wouldn't it wouldn't key up. So I am in catch-up mode. So we have KQ4QHV. KQ4QHV. And I have you double logged, so I have to undo that. And is that a new call sign? And that might be why I'm having trouble. Is that Nicholas? Is that a new call sign, Nicholas? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
That is a new call sign.
Okay, that explains my trouble. I did refresh my database, but evidently it was newer than my refresh. So, Nicholas, appreciate your patience with me. That was all me, not you. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4QHV, Nicholas in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us this evening, and next time it will go smoother, I guarantee it, because you're in my database now. One more call, RF stations all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, next on the stump this evening is our Wednesday night net control operator. That is KI4DOS, Gary. Gary called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW in the net, KI4DOS. Don't have much to say tonight, Dave. Just thought I'd hang in there and rag you a little bit. Did the yard thing today. Joy went and had a physical yesterday, and the doctor called in her prescription, so I had to go out and go to the drugstore and pick those things up earlier this afternoon, and had a couple other errands to run while I was out, took care of those. Then I came home and got on the lawnmower and cut the grass. I cut part of the grass. I didn't cut it all. I cut the back part of the grass, and I may do the front tomorrow. I may not. I did it last week, and it's grown some, but it's not overly tall, so I may just let it wait another day or two. I don't know. Probably wind up doing it, but got out there and did the back today and aggravated the big dogs. They don't like it when I run the lawnmower.
Well, Gary, I did that same thing a few days ago. I told Amy I'm going to go out and cut the front yard and half of the side yard, and then I'm going to cut the backyard and the other half of the side yard tomorrow. But once I got started, I didn't stop, and I just went ahead and knocked it all out. I do that sometimes. Sometimes I tell her I'm going to do it all, and I do half of it. Sometimes I tell her I'm going to do half of it, and I do it all. You just never can tell.
I wish to do that. Go out there and push myself till I got it all done, but I got to where if it gets done, that's fine. If it don't get done, it'll wait till tomorrow. And if tomorrow don't get here, it won't matter anyway.
That's true. And, you know, usually I get it a little bit. Sometimes I wait a long time. If I wait too long, I use an electric lawnmower. An electric lawnmower doesn't have quite the oomph of the gas lawnmower. If I wait really long, then I'll get out the riding mower, which is gas-powered, which will slice through the grass, wet or dry, like it's nothing, like it's hot butter. But the electric mower takes a little more finesse, and it's better for me because it makes me walk further, and I'm trying to get back into my exercise thing because, you know, I had to get out of it for a little while. But it's time for me to get back into it, and so I've been trying my best to get back into it. So I use the push mower, but if you wait too late, electric doesn't handle buildup of grass on the inside of the mower deck like gasoline. Gasoline doesn't care. Electric cares.
Electric mower, everything I've got is gas-powered. My big mower, my riding mower, my push mower, the weed eater, the leaf blower, all that's, gas powered. And I guess, some people will fuss at me, but, I don't know if you've saw a study that came out here just recently that about the electric cars, and said they've actually produce more toxic things into the environment than the gas-powered vehicles do. So, I guess there's drawbacks to both, you know, the good and bad in both things. I'm not against battery-operated cars or lawnmowers or whatever you want to use. It's entirely up to the user. I have been toying with the idea. I had an electric chainsaw, and I've been toying with getting one of those little battery-operated chainsaws, but I haven't done that yet.